Hey, this is Bill Manuel. This is Dr. Neurologist. The clinical patient last name is Young, Y-O-U-N-G. First name is Janet, J-A-N-E-T. Date of visit is February 5, 2025. Date of birth is August 25, 1992. Next paragraph. Patient's a 32-year-old female come with the history of a subacute combined degeneration of the spinal cord come due to a B12 deficiency from nitric oxide abuse and history of alcoholism. First up, a patient was previously admitted to Stanford University Hospital in Palo Alto, comma, in late March of 2024. First up, patient had MRI imaging on the spinal cord shows a long segment of bilateral cord signal abnormalities, comma, involving the lateral corticospinal tract. First up, next paragraph, a patient can give significant stiffness in the legs. First up, a patient has painful symptoms in the legs. First up, patient has tingling numbness in the legs. First up, patient is not able to walk independently. First up, next paragraph, neurological examination, the motor examination, patient has a diffuse hyperreflexia in the legs. First up, bilateral knee reflexor. Three to four plus bilaterally. First up, a patient has upgoing toes bilaterally. First up, a patient has significant spasticity in the legs. First up, a patient has hypertonia in the legs. First up, a patient's legs are very weak. Three plus out of five bilaterally. First up, a patient also first up. Next paragraph, sensory examination, patient has absence, decreased sensation to light touch in both legs. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph, impression. Subacute combined degeneration of the spinal cord due to a functional B12 deficiency from nitric oxide abuse. A patient was previously hospitalized at Stanford University, at Palo Alto, in March of 2024. A patient was also hospitalized in June of 2024. First up, a patient was diagnosed. A patient had a spine MRI, confirming a bilateral lateral corticospinal tract abnormalities throughout the spinal cord. First up, next paragraph. Impression number two, sensory neuropathy in the legs. Impression number three, muscle spasms in the legs. First up, patient has significant hypotonia and spasticity in the legs. First up, patient has been taking methylcarbamol, 1,500 milligrams of TID. First up, baclofen, 20 milligrams four times a day. First up, next paragraph, neurogenic bowel. Next number, neuropathic pain. First up, patient was taking pregabalin. Disturbance. First up, patient snoring, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, witness process of breathing during sleep. First up, I would test her for sleep study for sleep apnea. Next number, recommendation, explain to the patient about diagnosis. Next number, explain to the patient that a recommendation to a patient should be followed with the university level doctors, I believe the patient would be much better served at the university level and tertiary care level center neurology department. Recommend patient to go back to Stanford University Neurology Department, and follow up next over. Patient may also benefit next paragraph. The Stanford University recommended her to have spinal stimulator, such as a baclofen stimulator for the spasticity and muscle spasms. So first up, they have also recommended her to obtain the Botox injection for the legs. So first up, recommendation to go back to Stanford Neurology Department for these treatments. So first up, next number. Next Someone was scheduled a patient for an overnight MRI sonography study, to tentatively evaluate for sleep apnea as the cause of her snoring, and restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. For stop our next paragraph, I just marks at the end of dictation. Next patient last name is Hill, H-I-L-L. First name is T-U-M-B-O-U-R-A. Date of visit is February 5, 2025. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me that in 1991, in Fort Bliss, B-L-I-S-S, a patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident. First up, a patient tells me that he was in the driver's seat. First up, I asked him several times if he was driving. A patient was not able to tell me that he was driving or not. First up, he kept saying that he was in a driving seat. First up, he tells me that there was another car rammed him. First up, a patient tells me that his car got rammed. First up, I asked him exactly how his car was rammed. A patient was not able to tell me the specifics. First up, a patient tells me that I don't remember. First up, I asked him, did he lose consciousness? A patient tells me that I don't remember. First up, I asked him, if he had a headache, confusion, and disorientation. After that, a patient tells me that he does not remember. First up, I asked him what happened after the accident. A patient tells me that he does not remember. First up, I asked him if he had any symptoms after the accident. A patient tells me that he does not remember. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that in 1990, a patient was in Germany. A patient was sitting as a passenger in a car. First up, he tells me that his friend was driving on the Autobahn freeway in Germany. First up, a patient tells me that he was rear-ended. First up, a patient tells me that his car was rear-ended, and he went under a tractor trailer. First up, I asked the patient if he hit his head. A patient tells me that he does not remember. First up, I asked him if he lost consciousness. A patient tells me he does not remember. First up, a patient tells me he went to the hospital. First up, I asked him what are his symptoms afterwards. A patient tells me that he does not remember. First up, next paragraph. A patient tells me that currently he has headaches sometimes. First up, he has become very forgetful. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he is currently not employed. A patient tells me that he has a non-profit organization. First up, a patient tells me that he helps people with this disadvantage. First up, a patient tells me that he was not able to get gainful employment. First up, a patient tells me that he's not able to get a job with pay. First up, a patient tells me that he has difficulty with focus. First up, he has difficulty with memory. First up, next forever. It is my opinion that the patient. It is my opinion that the patient did not have evidence to suggest that he had traumatic brain injury. First up, patient tells me that he was in a car accident in 1991 in Fort Bliss, another car accident in 1990 in Germany. Patient tells me that he does not remember the episodes. First up, he does not remember the accident. First up, patient tells me he does not remember what happened in the accident. First up, patient was not able to tell me what symptoms he had after the accident. I don't have enough evidence to diagnose him with traumatic brain injury. This marks the end of the patient.